All right, I'm going to call this meeting of the City of Tacoma's Landmark Preservation Commission for March 22nd, 2023 in order. And we'll begin the meeting by acknowledging that we're holding this meeting on the traditional lands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. We'll have a roll call here. So we have virtually with us today, Commissioners Helsenegger, Zeno, McQuaid, Schlesser. Everyone kind of jumped on there. Then in the room, we have Commissioners Bairstin, Bartoy, and Rousseau. I believe that's everyone. Yell at me if I, oh, and I see Commissioner Jaggers just made an entree in there as well. We have Mr. McKnight joining us virtually this evening from beautiful Vashon Island, Washington. Okay, we'll move on. Was there any public comment that was received during? No, no public comment was received. Move forward with the consent agenda. Are there any additions to the consent agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to moving forward with the consent agenda by unanimous consent? No objection means unanimous consent. The consent agenda is adopted. We have one excusal of absence this evening from Commissioner Sullivan. And we have 3 minutes for approval. So those are the minutes of September 14th, 2022, September 28th, 2022, and October 12th, 2022. Are there any corrections for the minutes? Hearing none, is there any objection with approving the minutes by unanimous consent? Hearing none, the minutes for 9/14/22, 9/28/22, and 10/12/22 are approved. In the interim between our meetings, we had no administrative reviews, just a note there. And moving on to item number 5, design review. So we have 405 6th Avenue, the Walker Apartments. And do we have a staff report? Yes, Ms. Johnson.
Thank you, Chair. The design review for 405 6th Avenue, the Walker Apartments. Built in 1927, the Walker Apartments building at 405 6th Avenue is individually listed on the Tacoma Historic Register. The building was designed by Tacoma architect Roland Vorhek and is significant as a representation of upscale apartment living in Tacoma, with its most distinctive visual element being its sandstone clad facades. The proposed project is related to a proposed new construction project on the adjacent lot to the north and would infill the window openings on the north side elevation, remove a remnant brick masonry wall along the north property line, and move the existing non-historic mechanical duct, which was added within the last 10 years, to the rear of the building within the existing light well. As an individually listed landmark on the Tacoma Register, the Secretary of the Interior Standards for Rehabilitation will apply. The most pertinent standards for this project are, number 2, the historic character of a property shall be retained and preserved. The removal of historic materials or alteration of features and spaces that characterize a property shall be avoided. Number 10, new additions and adjacent or related new construction shall be undertaken in such a manner that if removed in the future, the essential form and integrity of the historic property and its environment would be unimpaired. Our analysis, that the Walker Apartments building is a locally listed landmark structure. As such, exterior work is subject to review by Landmarks Preservation Commission pursuant to TMC 13.05.040. Number 2, the existing mechanical duct is non-historic and its relocation to the rear of the building will not affect historic materials. Number 3, while the windows along the interior lot line are historic, they are not located on the facade of the building and are not character defining. And I will also edit this. Since this report was prepared, we have confirmed that the windows are not historic. They are replicas, but they were redone in the 1990-91, right before the building was listed on the register. So this information is a little outdated. My apologies. They are wood framed replica windows.
The penetration is original, sorry, Tim.
I would assume so. I didn't see a mention of that in the nomination that they would have made new window openings.
I think it would depend on how tall that building that that brick belonged to was.
One story.
Oh, only one story. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Moreover, the windows are located on the property line and infill is required to accommodate new construction. Therefore, infill of these windows is acceptable. Number four, the removal of the remnant masonry does not affect the historic integrity of the building as it is associated with the previous structure on the adjacent lot. Therefore, it will not affect the historic materials of the Walker Apartments. And our recommendation is approval of the application as submitted. And we have included sample language for approval, denial, and deferral. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Are there any questions on the staff for staff on the report? I had one, just the mechanical duct that was previously approved on the commission. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes. I saw the paperwork today. I think it was 2017.
Okay. Should remember. Yes.
It's been four times.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And do we have, I think we have a representative, Mr. Weekly. Would you like to add anything to the staff report?
No, this is Neil Weekly with Weinstein AU. And no, I think the summary pretty much covered it.
Okay, great. So I will open it up then for questions and comments from the commission. Yes, Commissioner Helsenbecker.
Thank you, Chair. For the applicant, I read in the application about the new parking entry that will be going in, and is it correct that the entrance that currently is on St. Helens would be blocked off or no longer used?
It's correct that it would no longer be used for vehicular traffic. It will still be used for occasional service. I believe the Red Star Tacos that currently operates in the ground floor of the building may have some use for it. But no vehicular traffic in and out anymore.
Okay. That answers my question. I was curious if there was going to be any kind of blocking of that entry at all, but it sounds like you're leaving that as is.
Essentially, yes. Yes.
Okay. And then just a suggestion with the windows that will be filled in and removed from the building, just encouraging working with a salvage company to make sure that those can potentially be offered for sale to the public through a salvage company, just to encourage that we keep those out of the landfill if possible. Thank you.
Noted. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes. For the applicant, is the new construction a completely separate building, or will it be connected in some way to the original building?
It's a completely separate building on the adjacent lot. So separate lot, separate building.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Are there any commissioners, questions, comments?
Well, I'll just say I'm excited to have more than a parking lot there. So this is great. Thank you for coming before us.
Thank you.
Excellent. If there's no more questions or comments, is there a motion to be entertained by the commission? Vice Chair.
I'll go ahead. Yes, Chair. I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission adopt the analysis as findings and approve the design for 405 6th Avenue as submitted.
Fantastic. There is a motion. Is there a second? I'll second. Commissioner Rousseau with the second. So there's a motion on the table before the commission. Is there any discussion on the motion before the commission? Hearing no discussion, we'll move to a vote. Those virtually, raise your hands, or in the room, raise your hands. Ayes first. We have in the room Commissioners Rousseau, Bartoy, and Bairston. Online, Commissioner Schlesser, Hilsendegger, McQuaid, and Zeno. That's all the voting commissioners here this evening. So the motion carries. There's no nays and no abstentions. So thank you, Mr. Weekly.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Had one of the quickest applications I think we've had. Wow.
Certainly recently.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to item number six, board business. We have the equity committee update on here. We're keeping it as a standing item, but I don't believe we have any updates.
Sure.
Okay. Do we have events and activities?
Yes.
Excellent. I love this. Ms. Rooney.
So the annual preservation awards nomination form is now live. So they could be submitted using the Google form, and it's actually linked. If you go to the packet, you can click on that where it says Google Forms and it'll take you right to it. And that'll be available through May 3rd. And the press release is also in the packet, and that has more information. And then also this Saturday already, Fields of Memories celebrating Tacoma's baseball history will be this Saturday at Cheney Stadium, with lots of former players and memorabilia and Q&A sessions and autograph signings, which will be really fun. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And just a note to the commissioners, can submit nominations as well. I would like to, it's your choice, but you may want to recuse yourself if the voting came around to such, but that is an option for commissioners. Vote. Or not vote, you can put in your, what would you call, submit. You can submit if you have something to submit. And with that, I guess we'll go ahead and move on to item number seven, share comments. Do not believe the chair this evening has any comments that I can think of. Other than I can't believe that this could be a record.
This could be a record. This could absolutely be a record.
The shortest meeting. And I don't want to really set a precedent, but I remember a few weeks back, we had a very long one. So the average now is going to come back down into line. So I think. Is there anything else for the good of the order? Commissioners, staff?
Chair, I will note that there is some slight typos in one of the minutes.
Should have been approved.
I know. I don't think it needs necessarily a motion, but if staff wants to fix it, there's on the 28th, item six, line.
Which number are you on?
Eight. Yeah. Anyway, just the single door option.
I think that's like Harry Potter ease, right? Speaking with a surface.
Yeah. Anyway, not changing the content. I don't know that we need to vote on it, but
okay,
that's fine. We can make that change.
You can make that unapproved change, I guess.
I suppose I could have said that outside.
Is there an objection to making such a change?
By unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent. Okay, that is so adopted by unanimous consent. Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, this will be an under 15 minute meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Record.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Return.